Recorded live at Life Midnight Fellowship.
Connected to Jesus, we will not experience abundant living or spiritual renewal and be destined to hell. And I just want to read a passage from Matthew 13. It's the chapter where Jesus is relating a bunch of parables. And I want to pick out the parable about that Jesus uses a fishing trip to teach about the life after, or the afterlife, which is hell. And I just want to talk about that just a little bit this morning. And I'm going to be reading it from the New Living Translation, starting at verse 47 and to verse 51. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a fishing net that was thrown into the water and caught fish of every kind. When the net was full, they dragged it up onto the shore, sat down and sorted the fish into crates, but threw the bad ones away. That is the way it will be at the end of the world. The angels will come and separate the wicked people from the righteous, throwing the wicked into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Do you understand these things? And they said, yes, we do. In this short little passage here, Jesus, I just want to pick out a few things here. It says, there will be judgment for everyone, and people will be separated. Here it's talking about fish, but I'm going to refer to that as people. People will be separated into two groups. It's the righteous and the wicked. The saved ones will be destined for heaven, and the unsaved ones will be destined to hell. And I just want to look a little bit at hell, what hell will be like, what it involves, and it's totally anguish. The first thing is, hell involves emotional anguish. It's the constant reminder of, I knew better, I had opportunities, I rejected him, which is Jesus, but what's awful is there is no time to do better. It's over. That is the one thing what hell is like. Hell also involves physical anguish. It's constant fire, constant flames, pain so intense it never goes away. It only intensifies. Hell also involves relational anguish. It's lonely suffering interrupted by long terror, by the terror that someone you love might be headed down the same track. It separates relations. And hell also involves spiritual anguish. It's utter darkness, absolute chaos, confusion, hopelessness. The morning never comes, and the lights never go on. It's a bottomless pit. You're falling, and every moment that you're falling further and further into the intense of hell, into the intense heat of hell. I'd like to share a personal story, and I think some of you might have heard this story of my experience when I was working in the hospital, of how I come in personal contact with a man that was dying and was going to hell. And hopefully I can tell the story, but it was a patient of mine. And I had really actually thought this man was a Christian man. He was a very nice man, very talkative. I mean, he was more of a quiet nature, but just by my interaction with him for a couple days there, I would have thought he would have been a Christian man. I knew his wife and a couple daughters were, but he himself obviously wasn't. But at the point of death, as he kind of slipped away into unconsciousness and death was really close, the man started thrashing all over the bed, threw off all the covers, all his clothes, and started just pulling on his chest hairs and had all his chest hairs pulled out. And as he was doing this, as he was just thrashing all over the bed, he kept on saying, I'm getting deeper into hell. I'm in hell up to my ankles, he would say. Then as the thrashing went on, he would continue to say, I'm in hell up to my knees. And it was an awful 2 hours that I was in there. And finally, the man went into eternity. And as he was dying, as it came closer, I just never saw such intenseness. The man was just, you know, finally to his last breath, he would say he's in hell up to his waist. And he said the fire is getting hotter and hotter as the deeper he goes. It's true, we end up in hell if we reject the person and the work of Jesus. A couple of truths about hell that I'd like to... The truth about hell for the unbeliever is... For the unbelievers, if they fall on their knees and repent and connect themselves to Jesus, and they will experience abundant living, but for the unbeliever, they need to repent. The truth about hell for the believers is we can rejoice over what we've been spared from. And the truth about hell for the church is what we do matters, because we are the rescue team for the human race. Let's pray. God, I just thank you for the abundant life that we can have in you. I just thank you for your blood and what we can experience, God, if we allow your blood to wash away our sins and to be again reunited with you, where we can experience abundant living and that spiritual renewal. And God, it all starts with falling on our knees before you and finding a relationship with you. And I just pray, God, as we continue to live our lives, that our lives can be that reflection of you that is calling other people to a relationship with you. I ask this in thy name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this presentation from Life Midnight Fellowship.